has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the November 13th live edition. Chilly, a little bit chilly here where we're at today. I think there's a cold front nationwide definitely hitting us. We 32 degrees here this morning in Charleston, where I'm broadcasting from today. Well, we've got just a little bit of a negative drift to the market, but it's actually improved quite a bit here since the market opened. As of right now, the Dow is down a scant 7 points, threatening to go positive here before long. And that puts the Dow at 27,684. And we've got the S&P down 3 points this morning. We're at 3,088, down just 3 points there. The NASDAQ is down 16 at 84.69, but actually seeing some positive stocks there in the NASDAQ. The Russell 2000 down 10 points. There's the one that's down the most, 0.6%. The small cap index is now at 1585. Meanwhile, crude oil, for all our Texas listeners, 56.98 plus 18 cents this morning. Gold is up today, $11 per ounce. Kind of been in a sideways funk after that little run it had. Took it above $1,500 per ounce. And gold is currently at $1,464 per ounce. Silver up 20 cents today after a pretty steep sell-off over the last few weeks. Silver's at $16.89. Hi-ho, silver away. And look at the bond market. Little rally there today. Down 4 basis points, 1.87 on the 10-year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, broadcasting today from a little bit chilly city. We are right now on the weather here. We are at 38 degrees. Boy, that's low for us, but we will get up to 60, about 50 today is all. So major cold front coming, sweeping across America, finally getting to the edge of the world here. The edge of America, we call it, in South Carolina. Well, we've got just a little bitty downdraft to the market yesterday. Trump's speech yesterday, pretty harsh on our trading partners, and I'm sure that spooks the markets a little bit. In fact, we had a pretty positive bias on the market all day yesterday, and then in the very end of the day, the Dow sold off just a bit. Into the close, I guess there wasn't enough detail in Trump's speech for the market, and he did continue the tough rhetoric against China. But having said that, we had a monster day yesterday in the market, as the NASDAQ and many best stocks now had a very good day on Tuesday. I added to just a few stocks that I already own for new clients as they come along. I pick off new positions for them one at a time. I don't throw everybody into the market the next day when you come and move your account to me or open an account with me. I'm a very methodical person, very patient, and that's how I go about putting that money into the market for you. I sent out several tweets yesterday. Here's what caught my eye yesterday. A biotech, WR, which I own in my emerging growth portfolio. Wow, that thing's blasting off again today. Up another 2%. Very highly rated in my Best Stocks Now app. Edwards Life Sciences had a very good day yesterday, EW, and up again today, bumping up against new all-time highs. Facebook had a good day yesterday. Facebook is getting into what PayPal and Square do. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. And Facebook had a good day yesterday. Microsoft hit a new all-time high yesterday. I own that in my dividend growth portfolio. Guess what? Another new high today. Microsoft is now almost $1.2 billion in market capitalization as the race is on between it and Apple. Think about that for a minute. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Wozniak from garages somewhere in the Bay Area or California. I think Gates was up in the Seattle area. Now you've got billion? No, there's no. It's $1.1 trillion. Both of those companies. Two guys, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, only in America, from a start of nothing, no sales, no revenues, and not of any product, to today, $1.1 trillion. Wow. New high for Microsoft yesterday. Roku had a good day yesterday. That streaming service for Disney seems to be a hit so far. And Roku also did a deal with Apple so that you can control that new Apple TV with your Roku, with your iPhone, or a Roku device with the iPhone. Chipotle had a good day yesterday on an extension of carne asada. I still have not heard a report from Paul Carlson. They're calling in. Paul's calling in this morning. I'll find out if the carne asada is any good over there at Chipotle. I like mine with lots of hot sauce. The Trade Desk also had a good day yesterday. And they're teaming up with somebody. Oh, Amazon, the Trade Desk. They're kind of today's advertising agency with online trading. Well, a week from today, I will be in Sarasota. We'll be there next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as the countdown begins. I sent out a text to my chief operating officer. I said, how are we doing in Sarasota? Is that filling up? I got two words back. Oh, yeah. If you want to try to book a spot with us, the team, the dream team, will be in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Embassy Suites near downtown. Nice and warm and sunny down there. Boy, I love my trips to Sarasota. I get to see my sister. She lives up in Palmetto. And always have a great time there. So we are there. All three of us will be in the conference room. Gunderson, Carlson, and Barry Kite. You got a certified financial planner. You've got a fixed income specialist and market specialist. And you've got me. I just kind of sweep up the floors and whatnot there at Gunderson Capital Management. I will be there also. And I'll be busy parking your car. And then I'll run down and join you in the conference room. But, you know, it's a good chance for any year-end tax planning, any kind of tweaks, opinion on what you're doing now, a plan going forward, begin a plan going forward, something. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And from what I understand, our new website is up and running today. Have a look at it. I haven't looked at it yet, but I've seen some mock-ups, and I really liked the direction they were going with it. Well, hopefully it works. We'll see. Well, let's see. What else do we have? You got a big speech coming up today, this time from our friends at the Fed, Mr. Jerome Powell, the guy that Trump loves to hate, the guy that probably, you know, looking back, those interest rate hikes were the wrong thing to do. Look at that sell-off you had in the market last October, November, December, where we actually went into bear territory for a few days before Christmas. We were down more than 20%. I mean, that is a sock in the gut. Right during the holiday shopping season, watching your 401k get whacked, and I think the Fed was on the wrong track. Well, they're back on the right track, I guess, and they have reversed those three hikes. And now you've got the economy and the market going well again. Where would we be today if he would have continued to hike rates. Well, I really don't want to know. We'd be in all inverse funds over here at Gunderson Capital right now, more than likely. Well, Trump, during his speech, not a lot of detail, a lot of chest thumping on the accomplishments of his administration so far as it relates to the economy. And he continues to tease with a Chinese deal could come soon. We've heard that a lot. And at the same time, he's also amping up the rhetoric, saying that he could increase tariffs. He will continue to increase tariffs if there's no China trade deal. So, yeah, that takes a little bit of steam out of the market here today as we await Chairman Powell's speech later today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we still have just a little bit of a downwards drift here in the market today. The Dow right now down 10 points, NASDAQ down 8, but we've really come back quite a ways here. I got a hunch that some of the text of Jerome Powell's speech is leaking out. You know, there's no leaks in Washington, is there? Isn't everything just everybody just honest as can be and never leaking any information, important information? Boy, I tell you what, that's Leak City up there. But Trump says he'll raise the tariffs if there's no China deal. That's the downside of the market today. And it was also the downside of the market overnight. Of course, Hong Kong, you still have those protests going on. Hong Kong was down another 1.8% last night, and China was down 0.33%, India down 0.5%, Europe down about 0.6%. Now, today, Jerome Powell will speak to the Congressional Joint Economic Committee about the current economic outlook. And, of course, simultaneously, the impeachment hearings, I'm sure, will be wall-to-wall on most of the major networks. Now, the last time we heard from Powell, the Fed had cut interest rates for the third time this year, and he used the word pause, okay? But we shall see. What's he looking for? Well, he's looking for inflation, is what he said. And we just got the latest numbers, all right? The inflation index comes out, the CPI, the consumer price index, that's the one that's watched highly by the Fed, comes in at 0.44 month over month versus 0.3 forecast. So it came in just a little bit hotter than expected. Core CPI in line with consensus. So I don't see any need for a rate hike, which he says that's going to be his key going forward, is inflation. On a year-over-year basis, core inflation is running at 2.3%, 2.3% annually. So if you had $100,000 under the mattress at the beginning of the year, you're losing 2.3%. to inflation because of the buying power of those dollars going down by 2.3% over the last 12 months. Continued unrest, gasoline bombs and fires lit up the night at the prominent Chinese University of Hong Kong, while tear gas was again fired in the heart of the business and financial district. Chief Executive Carrie Lam said last night the protesters would not achieve their goals through violence. Well, I guess they're trying to get China to back off a little bit. Security Chief John Lee warned of unthinkable consequences if it continues. Well, we all remember Tiananmen Square. Would the Chinese come into Hong Kong and do that? Would not be a very popular decision on the world stage if they were to do that. The 30-year mortgage rate remains at 4.03%, still very low, but it has come up a bit. You know, we're up about 25 basis points in the bond market off the low. We almost hit 2% here the other day. Now we're headed back down. We're at 1.89%, but don't forget, not too long ago, we were down in the 1.6, 1.7 area. So we are up about 25 basis points on that 10-year bond here recently. OPEC under pressure from who? You guessed it, U.S. shale. The U.S. shale revolution will reshape global energy markets in the years to come, according to the IEA's annual World Energy Outlook. In fact, the country will account for 85% of the increase in global oil production to 2030, which will rise to 19 million barrels a day and push down the shares of the global oil market held by OPEC members in Russia to 47% from 55%. Okay, they controlled 55% of the global oil markets in the mid-2000s. I wonder what it was back in 1975, 73, 74, in that time frame when we had that oil embargo and we had nowhere to turn. Well, now we have, we're going to decrease their share even more from 55% down to 47%. And countries whose economies are exclusively reliant on oil and gas, i.e. Iran and Russia, are facing serious challenges, said Fatih Birol, the IEA's executive director. Well, obviously that will be a campaign topic between now and next November. You've got several of the Democratic candidates that want to shut down fracking on day one in the office. And, of course, the other side wants to continue fracking away. Well, I remember not too long ago the lithium stocks were red hot. In fact, there's an ETF, LIT, L-I-T, which was lit there for quite a while. Lithium is obviously the lightest metal in the world. It's also quite volatile. But if you look inside your Tesla and open up those batteries, they're full of lithium. And I remember when lithium, the lithium stocks were red hot. Well, the lithium industry has now entered into its first major downturn with global supply exceeding demand by about 5%. And, of course, there's a lot of lithium producers. Albemarle is one. SQM is another one. They're a big producer down in Chile. And there were a lot of smaller $2 and $3 stocks. In fact, I added a bunch of them to my Best Stocks Now app. This is probably a couple years ago when those lithium stocks were on fire. And there was so much demand for lithium stocks that they created an entire ETF. In fact, that ETF still has half a billion in it, $462 million, but it hasn't done very well since reaching a peak of about $41 per share last year. It's now $25 per share. You know, here's the problem with any commodity. It's a supply and demand equation. As prices rise, what do? They get it out of the ground as fast as they can and get it to market while prices are high. And eventually they get too much out of the ground. There's too much supply, and that drives prices down. It's a game of supply and demand. And right now, for investors in lithium stocks, they're on the wrong side of that equation. Well, what is the right side of the equation on a lot of stocks out there today? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunnerson. We'll be joined by Paul Carlson after the break. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry Kite will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. That downwards drift in the market for today, slight downwards drift, while we await Chairman Powell's speech. Yesterday it was President Trump's speech. Today it's Chairman Powell's speech. with a backdrop of the impeachment hearings. Watch live William Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, and George Kent, a senior State Department official, testify today. You know, I remember when I was, maybe in high school, we went back with my family to Washington, D.C., and I still remember sitting in the Senate room, and at that time, the Nixon impeachment, maybe I was in junior high, the Nixon impeachment hearings were taking place. So a little bit of history there being made today. Okay, I want to talk to Paul Carlson right now about a couple of subjects here. Paul, good morning here. You staying warm there in Mount Pleasant?
Good morning, Bill. Yes, I am. I had to get my sweaters out from Chicago.
Yeah. You know what? I don't have a lot of winter clothes here. Of course, I didn't bring any from California, but it was cold, man. We were downtown last night. It felt like, downtown New York or San Francisco, maybe, when that wind's blowing and it goes right through you and all the. Okay, here's my first story of the day. Tesla. I know you're a big Tesla fan, and you've tried to talk me into adding it to one of our portfolios. It is highly ranked.
It is.
In our Best Stocks Now app. In fact, let me just take a look here. TSLA. And, of course, he's taunting those short sellers. He's not a real fan of the short sellers, and he's been crushing them lately. It's currently ranked number 23 out of 5,398. I've just had such bad luck with the auto sector because it's so dang cyclical. But he's going to build another gigafactory, this time in Germany.
Berlin.
So, you know, I mean, that really plants him in the U.S. And, of course, he's well-planted in China. And now Elon has disclosed during an award ceremony in Germany today that the company's fourth giga production factory will be in the Berlin area. It will be near the new Berlin airport. And he also tipped off that Tesla plans for an engineering and design center in the city. So, you know, look, I mean, they're becoming a very, very much a global presence. It's now a $60 billion market cap company.
In a way, it's a disruptor. You know, like you always say, you like to invest in the disruptor.
It's absolutely, absolutely. It's a disruptor in the automotive industry with a whole different way of doing things. Of course, they had all those issues getting the cars off the line there for a long time. You had all those people that put deposits down for new cars, and they waited and they waited and they waited. I haven't really heard of any bottlenecks like that lately. And, you know, the app, okay, now here's my issue. Okay, the earnings estimates for Tesla for next year are $5.34. And the growth rate over the next 5 years is expected to be 35%. Okay, but here's my real issue. How reliable is how sustainable is that growth rate? Is that pie in the sky? Because at 35%, I mean, those earnings of 534 will explode over the ensuing 5 years. That's where I have my issue. How reliable are those numbers in a very cyclical industry? What's your take there?
No, there's definitely uncertainty around it. The idea that it could continue to grow at that rate for 5 years.
Yes, exactly.
Probably unrealistic.
Yeah. It's but nevertheless, that is the consensus. I don't know how many analysts follow Tesla. That's the consensus analyst estimate on the growth rate. And that would be taking $5.40 next year. Okay, now here's where those earnings would grow at. This is part of the app on how we do valuations. Those earnings would be then $10.79 5 years down the road, and that would give a Tesla a target price in almost the $600 area. But I guess, I don't know. I'm like you. I look at it, the probability of that and the sustainability, the reliability of those estimates and that growth rate. God bless him if he achieves it. He might. The guy's pretty sharp. But you know what? I'm just watching it for now. In the meantime, is it not hitting a new all-time high today?
It's very
close. Look at that chart.
Yeah.
There's the chart. $354 a share. Actually, the all-time high is $389. Mm-hmm. That was set in 2017. It's closing in on that. So, you know, you keep bending my ear, and maybe one of these days I would buy it in the ultra growth portfolio. It's not a dividend payer. It's not a large cap, you know, blue chip type of stock. It would be definitely in that ultra growth. Okay, now the second subject. The high yield bond index or junk bond index is up 7% so far this year, which is way above normal. And you've got a lot of people chasing dividend yields, coupon yields. And what describe that, what is it, the CBLO that had the big sell-off here recently?
The CLOs, that's the collateralized loan obligations. Those are where they package up debt, and they, you know, they kind of slice and dice it. And then it's leveraged.
What is that? Is that mostly mortgages? Or
it's business loans, but there's also equity component. But they're usually sub investment grade, so they're like double B paper. And that stuff, you know, it had over 10% gain on the year and just lost all of that in about a week's time recently.
Yeah, and that article, that recent article that was published says this could be a warning fired over the bow of the high yield market. So if I look at JNK today, which is the junk bond index, yeah, you know what? It's looking a little vulnerable here today. It's down, and, you know, we saw that big hike recently in the treasuries, and the junk bonds actually went the opposite way. So we think there may be an opportunity in shorting, being on the inverse side of the high yield index, just as a hedge against our bond portfolio, and that's SJB. That's an ETF corresponding to the inverse performance of the iBox Liquid High Yield Index. We just think that the high yield index is overdone right now. Now, as I look at what's in the high yield index, the quality of what we own is much better, wouldn't you say? Than we're somewhere in between investment grade and junk. We're kind of in between there. Would you say that's fair?
We
kind of
straddle it, a bit. And but we, you know, we're picking off, you know, with the criteria of the best stocks now. So we're looking, you know, we're looking at high growth companies. So the
yep
change and improve their credit rating. And
I noticed even on those days when the treasuries were getting hit, we were doing just fine with our individual bonds. Now, it's getting really hard. I mean, since we bought those initial 11 bonds, it's been very difficult. We're happy with what we own. We've taken profits on a couple. And we are fully invested now with a slight hedge in there against that high yield index. Okay, Paul, will you you stay warm, get ready, get packed. You won't need your flannel jammies in Sarasota, all right?
No.
Thanks,
Bill.
Okay, thank you, Paul. That's Paul Carlson joining us. He continues to watch that bond market very closely. And he is a fan of Tesla. Tesla is ranked number 23 in the app right now, but full disclosure, I do not have a position in it. Now, having said that, I wrote an article quite some time ago on Seeking Alpha, and back in the early days, I was a fan of the stock Tesla, and I wrote an article, and I put a target price on the stock, which was $4.65 at the time. You know, the stock almost achieved that. It got up to $3.69. It never got to the $4.65, but I was pretty much right about my target price. Now, as I said, my target price on Tesla is $700 per share, and it's currently hanging out at $354. So it double. It has the potential to double. But I'm just saying, as a probability kind of guy and an odds, looking at odds kind of guy, You know, the jury's out on that 35% growth rate. That might be a little lofty, and I think it's going to be a very bumpy ride in that Tesla. But I'm thinking about it, okay? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back with the featured stock of the day.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed for Sarasota. Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, and Barry Kite will be available to meet with you on Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. We'll be camped out at the new Embassy Suites near downtown. Bill Gunderson will park your car. No, not really, but he has taken care of free valet parking for all of those who would like to meet with us. Bill will also be there to talk about the accumulation phase of your investment cycle. Paul will discuss your various options for the distribution phase if needed, and Barry will be there to discuss your big retirement picture. Barry is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial analyst. Make an appointment with the Dream Team now. This will be a good opportunity to do some year-end planning. We have 25 time slots available, and they will fill up. Call 855-611-BEST now or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management Team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Market just went positive. Dow up 10 points now. NASDAQ down just 7. You know, I was just looking at one of our clients' portfolios, which they're 100% in our bond portfolio. We're 10 for 10. Every single bond is up since we purchased this. Now, that's the capital gains part of it. It doesn't include the coupon. Let's see, up 5, here's one, I'll just go down the list without giving the names, up 5.5%, up 4.4%, up 7.8%, up 3.8, up 4.5, up 2.9, up 4.2, up 2.7, up 2.28, and up 4.6. That's not bad, 10 for 10, and we also took profits in one or two, I can't remember, I know one for sure. So the capital gain there since we started, and remember, when we started this, not the beginning of the year, just here recently, about 5% right now on the capital gains part, and then the bond, the coupon, about 4. So, you know, you're going to get almost 10, hopefully, by the end of this year. That's a nice start. And, of course, you know, at worst, you hold the bond till maturity and get back your original investment plus that coupon along the way. And, of course, we get capital gains with interest rate movements going to the downside, which I think there's still pressure, big pressure on interest rates to go lower. The Fed's headed in that direction, and the world is headed in that direction. I think there's more capital gains to come. And on several, we've gotten upgrades on the credit rating, which also drives them. So that's a really good complement to a stock portfolio. Now, one of the stocks I own in my Premier Growth large cap portfolio, I'm going to make it the featured stock of the day, is Facebook. And I think that because of the controversial aspect to the stock, CEO Zuckerberg of the company and all the privacy invasions and whatnot, the bottom line is it is still a cheap stock. It's still a top site for advertising, Facebook. And it's still a very inexpensive, especially as you look at PEG ratio, kind of stock. And yesterday they announced a new product. Facebook offers Facebook Pay. It was up 2.4% yesterday. Facebook Pay is a convenient, secure, and consistent payment method across its platforms, including Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Users add their preferred payment method once and have to opt in to each platform in order to use Pay there. Facebook Pay will start rolling out to Facebook and Messenger this week in the United States. Use across Instagram and WhatsApp will follow up at a later date. Now, I was reading the impact that this might have on Square and the impact this might have on PayPal. Well, it seems to be very beneficial to Facebook, obviously. And the stocks had a nice run. Yesterday, it had a nice bump up. I'm just looking at Royal Bank of Canada's analyst. He sees the move as a negative for PayPal and Square in that Facebook Pay seems to be a standalone substitute for person-to-person apps like PayPal's Venmo and Square's Cash app. He says, while the announcement may be good for Facebook, it may be even better for PayPal. Now, this is another analyst. He's saying that it's not a negative. But let's just focus on, I like PayPal also. And, of course, Square is Twitter's other company, Jack Dorsey's other company. But let's just take a look at Facebook right now. It has moved up in rank. What is it? 2 out of 7 people in the world are on Facebook in one way or another, which really becomes a necessity if you're going to advertise on a large scale. It's all about eyeballs. Facebook is currently ranked number 118 out of 5,398. How reliable are their earnings estimates? I think much more reliable than, let's say, Tesla. Now, Facebook's not expected to grow by 35% over the next 5 years, like Tesla, which I do find to be a dubious number. But PayPal or Facebook is expected to grow by 21%. And the stock is currently trading at 21 times forward earnings, which puts the PEG ratio right at 1. But, you know, a 1 PEG ratio is cheap in the technology world. And I think the reason that it's cheap stock right now is the controversy that surrounds it, which creates value. I have a $389 target price on Facebook. It's currently trading at $193.60, and I continue to own it in my premier growth portfolio. We'll make Facebook our stock, featured stock of the day. All right. Well, if you'd like to meet with us while we're in Sarasota, now you don't have to live in Sarasota. We do telephone. My guys are on the phone all day long, my staff, to folks all over America. That's the kind of model that I've built here at Gunderson Capital Management. We have a great team that will assist you. If you have questions, you want a consultation, you want a second opinion on what you're doing right now, I always like to ask people, what kind of a defense do you have when things start to go south? Which they will at some point in time. This bull market will not last forever. This expansion in the U.S. economy will not last forever. And that's the first question I'd ask your current money manager or advisor is, when would you bring the defense on the field? And what would be your defense? What would be the clues? What will you be watching for? Because that's crucial, too, that preservation of capital when things start to go south. Most people in my industry, they have no defense. They're at the mercy of the markets with no emergency contingent plan. Well, if you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.